Bea Cruz is a rising new talent in film and storytelling. You can catch her now in the new ABC drama Total Control. But over on iView, she's one of the most enigmatic characters in a series called Nightwalkers, a six-part 80s-inspired comedy slash horror. I don't want to give too much away, but let's just say there's a vial of ageless vampire blood, a pair of vampire slayer sisters, pizza delivery guys packing guns, and a whole lot of comedy drenched in fake blood. But the eternal feud between slayers and bloodsuckers doesn't take place in the Carpathian Mountains, but on the streets of Western Sydney. At the centre of the story is a deeply ambiguous figure called Dante, that's Bea's character. But in this new production, devised by Adrian Castro, Bea Cruz is also credited as a producer.
How about I give you something to scream about? Now, tell me where the vial is, or I'll finish you off. Tear this whole place apart.
Hey, tampon sucker! I ordered thin and crispy.
Hi, I'm Bea Cruz. I come from Western Sydney, but my people come from the Gomeroi, Wiradjuri and Monomaru Yuin Nations of New South Wales.
Nightwalkers, you have a production credit on this series.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I kind of like trip and stumbled into it, I think. Adrian Castro approached me to play Dante in Nightwalkers. And then when I sent him my resume, I think he got a bit excited and he asked if I would be able to produce it with him. I was a bit chuffed. I was like, okay. All right, are you sure? And he's like, yep. And then, yeah, Create New South Wales kind of took a chance on me and saw my merit and saw what I was worth and whatnot. So that gave me a bit of confidence too. And then, yeah, our team was selected and next minute I was the bloody producer as well as playing a character in it.
Next minute, iView.
I know.
So we're talking six episodes of about 10 minutes duration?
Between 5 to 9 minutes, I think, all up if you... you know, binge watch it like I do. I think it's like 49 minutes running. So, yes.
Wow, that's kind of, well, it's a very long short.
Yeah.
But it's not far off a feature film. I mean, that's a lot of minutes.
Yeah. Well, Adrian's original concept for Nightwalkers actually began as a feature film. He wrote it 10 years ago, but he was finding it hard to really get the funding for it, to get the style of it. He's a very 80s-centric kind of dude, and that's why I love Nightwalkers again, because it's just filled with a lot of 80s kind of genre feel, lighting and whatnot. He had to just rewrite the concept into a six-part short series for this initiative with ABC, Create New South Wales and ICE out at Para. And, yeah, we've just been on fire since then.
Now, ICE, that mob, they do a lot of stuff. Information.
Communication exchange.
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember, like, doing interviews, 15, 20 years ago with people who were working on a poetry anthology. I mean, yeah, they do a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's a great little hub out in Parramatta. I've only just kind of come into communication with them over the past like 2, maybe 3 years now. But yeah, the programs that they offer, and they host so many things from like ABC and Screen Australia. They get mobbed to come out there to just pitch to filmmakers from a film perspective, that is. They offer heaps of stuff across the arts, I believe.
So the story of Nightwalkers, I mean, I've only seen the first two eps.
Yeah.
Because that's all that's available to me at this point in time. But the very first moment is set in England, and suffice to say there's a vial of blood that can make people live eternally.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's vampires, there's slayers, there's a lot of comedy as well. That's what I love about this little series.
And that's what the initiative is. It's a comedy initiative, but we wanted to play with the idea of balancing horror and comedy. But there's so many different layers. I was only watching those two episodes again the other day at the private screening, and there's just so many different layers to it. It is funny through the sisters, but then through Dante's character, there's a bit of drama and a bit of, you know, political passion going on there later on in a couple of other episodes coming up. But I love it. It's kind of expanding my mind a bit with genre and how to play with it, you know?
It looks like it has blood in it.
Lazarus's blood.
Shit.
I mean, that stuff could make any vampire virtually invincible.
We have to get out of here.
What about the kid? I mean, look, he's bit and I think he's swallowed some blood too.
Is that bad?
That's an easy fix.
What do you think you're doing? Are you crazy?
He's bit. He'll turn.
He's still human and he's just a kid. We don't kill humans. Look, we still have a chance to save him. We kill the master and the bloodline will be severed. You know that.
You're going to kill a master?
Was there some kind of juggling involved for you being an actor and a producer?
Definitely. So in kind of the development phase, that's when I really put my producer cap on and kind of owned it and stood up with Adrian and supported him in, he took the lead in a lot of it, so I supported him in all the ways that I could and learnt a lot. In the pre-production, when I had to try and get into character and really develop who Dante was as a person, I kind of, for myself and my mental state of mind, I think I had to put the producer cap down for a minute, you know, but still be a part of the conversations that need to take place and whatnot. And then, yeah, we started filming and I was just in kind of Dante mode, just kind of trying to kick butt in that, because I do a bit of acting, but I don't like to consider myself as an actor. I just call myself a storyteller. So no matter what medium or what I'm doing on any production, I want to be a storyteller, you know?
Well, I was watching the first two episodes of Nightwalkers, and then I was also watching some screeners of Total Control, a new political drama made by Blackfella Films, and there you are. I'm just like, what is it with B. Cruz? She's everywhere.
Yeah, I don't think I slept for the first maybe 4 or 5 months of this year. went a bit crazy, a bit hard out. That was awesome. Blackfella Films, they just sent me an email, asked if I was available to come in for a reading for a character. I came in for the reading, saw Rach again. I haven't seen her since Redfern Now, so it was nice reconnecting. And I read the character and I looked at her and I'm like, have you like read my journal or something? I feel like she's me. And then Rach turns around, laughs, and she's like, yeah, I feel like I've half based the character off your personality. I feel like I'm going to have to get bloody copyright on myself.
Put that down, you little shit. You know, Dad hates it when you open his stuff.
When did this arrive?
What do you care?
What are you doing?
I'm taking Laurie out tonight, so I need to make sure I'm jacked.
You're leaving me alone again? Mum and Dad said you had to look after me. I thought we could watch some movies or something.
No way. You're old enough to look after yourself.
So Nightwalkers, there's the comedy kind of hinges on the two sisters, two slayers, and your character plays it fairly straight. But, you know, I think Dante has to play it straight. Is Dante, I'm not quite sure because I'm only two eps in, is Dante a defender of the slayers or a defender of the vampires or just an ageless character? You can't really say without telling me what.
Yeah, see, that's tricky.
Yeah, well, what I can say is that I'm not exactly sure what Dante, what the role of that character is. Two episodes in, it's not entirely clear.
Yeah, I think for the first two episodes in, the fact that Dante is a little bit kind of is ambiguous, the word, you know, a bit like that. I like that kind of mystery, you know, and I really went for that when I was playing the character. But Dante's storyline, I think I can reveal a little bit without giving too much maybe. So Dante's storyline, she was an Indigenous Darug person living in the Parramatta, Barramatta kind of area during the pre-colonial wars out in Para. And during those wars, that's when she got turned into a vampire. So I think I might just have to leave it at that.
Yeah.
But well, that's where she's kind of at with...
That's a nice little tidbit of information. Will there be another series of Nightwalkers? I mean, I'm looking forward to the next four eps. I want to see what happens there with with that Dante character. But are you kind of moving in that direction towards, you know, doing more, having more of a producer role?
I think for myself, I'm a very creative person, but I like to think holistically. So understanding the role of what a producer does, I think in my mind, is kind of vital to me and how I work. Whether or not I will produce more works for myself, I'm not 100% sure. But I just, like I said, I want to be a storyteller. And if that means being a producer on a production and working across, you know, the film industry. My main issue is like Blackfellas owning our stories. And I think that's why I was so gung-ho about Nightwalkers and me being like in the writer's room, me talking to Aunty Edna and kind of holding that Indigenous space in that story, you know? So I just wanted to make sure that, like, as a producer, I learned how to, you know, what's it called? Write contracts, for example. And from that process through Nightwalkers, you know, the Darug people now own 10% of the rights of Nightwalkers because of that hard work. My partner helped me out with a lot of that because she's a very legal-minded person and I love her for it. But I want our fellas to tell these stories. So if some black fellow out in Western Sydney watches this and says, hey, I want to be a filmmaker. Hey, that black chick, I used to see her around the corner, you know. If she can do it, I can do it. I want young fellas to call me up and be like, hey, I want to come work on your film. And I'll be like, yeah, let's go, you know.
Well, look, I really enjoyed Nightwalkers. It was a real, it's a good laugh. But I do love, you're not quite sure when it's going to turn to comedy. And then when it, you know, there's a couple of scenes where there's a guy who's masquerading as a pizza delivery man.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a lot of kind of, you know, stabbing people with sabers and, you know, vials of blood and yada, yada, yada. And
all the fun
bits. I mean, are you interested in that kind of horror, that kind of vampire slayer? Is that your era?
I'm a vintage 80s buff. Like, I did watch a bit of Buffy growing up. But for that horror kind of genre, that this is the first time me working in that space, actually. So blood kind of freaks me out a little bit on the download.
Well, real blood, yeah, definitely.
But even the fake blood, I couldn't even look at some of the actors. They'd walk off from a set. I'm like, can you just go over there, please? Don't look at me. Just keep walking. Towards the end of the episodes, there's a scene and there's all blood in my mouth. And, yeah, after that take, I had to go and excuse myself for a moment. It was not pretty.
One of the stars and producer of the new series Nightwalkers, that storyteller, Bea Cruz. And you can catch the series on iView. There are more details on our website.